You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Angels are kind of just sputtering through the season so far. It's never a dull moment, I guess you could say, for those Angels. That's maybe putting it nicely. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about that with Alden Gonzalez. I'm Allison Fitter. Alden, okay, so before we get into the day-to-day performance of the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels of Anaheim, or however you call them, let's talk about Andrew Heaney. So he's having Tommy John surgery, and he's out until most likely early 2018. So what happened? What led up to this? They were trying to do some other things, and what finally shut down that philosophy to move into the surgery?
Well, I'll go back to the beginning of the season. First start of the year, Andrew Heaney completes 6 innings, but he feels some discomfort in his forearm. He is placed on the disabled list and diagnosed with a left flexor muscle strain. Was initially told that his ligament is fine, and he tries to restart a throwing program shortly thereafter. But once he starts to really amp it up, he still feels pain. He goes back, sees a bunch of doctors, and it is revealed that he's got a slight tear on his ulnar collateral ligament, and they suggested to him stem cell therapy, which would be the use of stem cells extracted from bone marrow, which are then injected into the affected area, and they kind of act as a healing agent. It's, of course, similar to PRP that some pitchers go to in hopes of avoiding Tommy John surgery, and every guy who has a slight tear is a candidate for that. And Andrew Heaney opted to go that route, as did Garrett Richards eventually. So he was waiting on that. And the problem with Andrew, as he told me on Thursday night when I spoke to him over the phone, was he was told that at the 8-week mark, the pitchers who normally recover from this and whose stem cells usually work for, at the 8-week mark, they're usually asymptomatic. Andrew Heaney went back to Dr. Yoon's office in Los Angeles, the guy who did his stem cells, on Monday, which happened to be the 8-week mark, and he was not asymptomatic. The MRI showed that the UCL hadn't really healed at the rate that they had hoped. He tried some strength tests, and he was still feeling the same discomfort that he was feeling in April. And that pretty much put it in his mind that, you know what, this is not working out. And, you know, one thing that Andrew said, and one thing that Garrett has said also, is that he wanted to make a quick decision on whether or not to have the Tommy John surgery. He wanted to try this course first because he saw Tommy John surgery as kind of a last resort. But once he realized it wasn't working, he wanted to make a quick decision on it. So Andrew was initially scheduled to have another follow-up exam shortly after the All-Star break, but he decided against it. The fact that he wasn't really healing optimally just kind of put it in his mind that, you know what, let's just do it. I spoke to him last night. He seemed, he was disappointed, but he seemed kind of at peace with it because, you know, dating back to early May, he knew that this was a reality. The likelihood is that he's going to be gone until the start of 2018, but they haven't really set a timetable for it yet. He had surgery this morning, and they're just going to see how it goes.
Yeah, when it comes to this stem cell therapy, I mean, maybe I'm thinking along the wrong way, but it just seems like a lot of guys have Tommy John surgery. You don't really hear, like, stem cell therapy, like, rectifying the problem forever. It usually seems to end in surgery. Have there been, like, an inordinate amount of guys who have kind of been able to be good as new just from the therapy?
There have been guys who have turned to it. Masahiro Tanaka is a guy that continually gets mentioned. Zach Greinke has taken this course of action. Bartolo Colon is the guy who made it popular when he had stem cell therapy for his elbow and his shoulder, and it kind of reinvigorated his career, and it caused this huge controversy because nobody really knew what it was at that time. But, you know, the cynics among them, they will say that, you know, this is just, you know, I spoke to one doctor leading up to this who you know, illustrated this as kind of kicking the can down the road. You know, it's kind of a quick fix that, you know, there's a huge risk that eventually you could have the same problem again. And then there are other doctors who do this who kind of rave about the success rate that they've had and they say that if you have the right candidate with only a slight tear, with good healing agents in the stem cells, that this can work. And, you know, I think the reason why Andrew thought that this was the right course of action initially, and, you know, he's one of the more pragmatic, deep thinkers that I've ever seen, especially for a kid who's 25 years old. His first start of the season, it wasn't one of those situations that you see with most pitchers who blow out their ligament where, like, they feel something and they know right away, okay, this is not right. I got to come out of the game. Andrew never felt pain. Well, he kept calling it discomfort. He continued to pitch through it. He pitched six innings. He started a throwing program again. In his mind, he didn't have a full – well, the MRI showed he didn't have a full tear. And the fact that he didn't really experience a distinguishable amount of pain kind of made him a little more open to this kind of thing. It has worked in the past, but, you know, Tommy John surgery is the best course usually. It is the longest rehab, and as Billy Upper pointed out and as Andrew pointed out, surgery is never a certainty, even something with the success rate of Tommy John surgery, but it is the best way to fix the ligament. And so he just wanted to make sure that he exhausted all of his options before he went into the operating table, and that's what he did.
Yeah, and you mentioned Garrett Richards, who's also going through stem cell therapy. He's having some success with it, so it's the total opposite. And so he's going to keep proceeding with that, right?
Yeah, he went on Monday for the same follow-up visit. He was told that he was progressing well, and he was asymptomatic. And this is only 6 weeks for him, and from what I've heard from people around him, although he doesn't feel comfortable talking about it just yet, he's very excited about it. He's very enthusiastic about it. He's going to get a checkup again in early August. And now this one's a little tricky, though, because they're waiting a while. The next follow-up is in about 5.5 weeks. That puts it up to August 8th. And I think at that point, they got to make a decision. Either he's going to have Tommy John surgery or he's going to start a throwing program to kind of show that he won't need it, because – they're not going to dismiss Tommy John surgery unless Garrett Richards shows that he could throw competitive pitches. So, but they have to make the decision then, because if they prolong this any longer, then you kind of run the risk of it bleeding, of his recovery process kind of bleeding into 2018 if he does have the surgery. So I expect a decision one way or another on Garrett Richards maybe by the middle of August.
Okay, so now we have to talk about the team on the field, Alden, for just about 90 seconds. Okay, so they held a team meeting, the dreaded team meeting, after the Astros swept them, and the Angels looked terrible. I mean, there's really no better way to say it. Nothing's working for them, starting with the pitching. But the reports say they were upbeat coming out of this meeting, and they still feel pretty good about the ability to maybe put together a somewhat respectable season. What is giving them that impression as you're watching this team every day?
Well, first of all, Allison, I am long-winded enough. 90 seconds is not enough time to go into the depth of the struggles that this Angels team has gone through this season.
Well, you can take 3 minutes. I don't care. We got all day here, Alden.
You know, they could say all they want. They know the realities. Mike Socha talked about how, yeah, this team is undermanned, but they're also underperforming. And sure, I mean, you could look at that. Houston Street isn't having a good year, but, you know, he's getting up there in age. Jared Weaver, Tim Lincecum, Albert Pujols, same thing. You know, they're not having the years that they've had, but, you know, they're also in the point of their career where production is going to decrease. So would the Angels be better if they were fully healthy? Of course they would be fully healthy, much better. Would they be a contending team if fully healthy? I'm not so sure about that. And we talked about this before, Allison. Going into the year, it seemed like kind of everything needed to break right if the Angels were going to remain in contention throughout the entire year. And obviously everything didn't break right, and now you're seeing kind of the results. I hate to be pessimistic about their situation, but the reality is reality. They're last place. They're on pace for, I think it's 95, 96 losses. I don't think they're that bad of a team, but I don't see enough upside with this team that they're going to be much better. You know, they're going to get some guys back, you know, Giovanni Soto, Joe's back, Nick Tropiano will rejoin the rotation. That's not enough, you know, so I think, you know, before the August 1st trade deadline, you know, you're going to see Yunel Escobar being shopped, Joe Smith being shopped, maybe Tim Lincecum and CJ Cron and Houston Street, who knows, maybe even Cole Calhoun, who he's an important part of their future as well, so I'd be a little bit surprised by that one. But, I mean, this is clearly not a season when the Angels are going to be competitive. And the question moving forward is, when can they be competitive again? Billy Epler told us that they're not going to rebuild. His quote was, it's not in their DNA, which is true. You know, the Angels always spend money. They're always in contention or trying to be in contention. And Artie Moreno's never really going to want a full rebuild. But Andrew Heaney won't pitch next season. Garrett Richards may not if this stem cell thing doesn't work out. The free agent class is a very underwhelming group, and they don't have a lot of money freed up. So it's hard to see, it's hard to project them being competitive again next year. Billy's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, good stuff, Alden. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Alden.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.